Thank you, Dr. Moore. I stand before you humbled and rejoicing today. Many of you know my testimony. I was not raised in a Christian home. My parents didn't introduce us to the scriptures, to the church, nothing. God saved me so much by grace when I was 13 years old and started pastoring when I was 20. The day I got saved, my pastor said, start praying for people you love that need to know Jesus. And I began praying for my parents. As I pastored for 14 years prior to coming here, my churches, I asked to pray for my family, for my parents. I came here, and I've asked many of you to pray for my parents, and you joined us in that. We now have missionaries all over the world praying for my parents. And as I've traveled with the International Mission Board, every place I've gone, I've said, I want people all over the world praying for my parents because I just happen to believe God will do something in response to the prayers of his people. And all the while, because my father and I just had different worldviews, decidedly different, I was trying to figure out how do I connect with him to share the gospel with him? How do I connect with him to be a good witness? And one of the reasons I started firefighting last year was my father was a volunteer firefighter. I knew that we could connect there in some ways. And so the day I graduated from firefighter training was one of the most special days of my life because my father was there. Pam will tell you that he was so excited. I couldn't get him out of the firehouse late that night. He's 71 years old, and I couldn't get him out of the fire truck because he was so pumped about us sharing that. And it was a powerful, special, special day for me. Probably the most special day I've ever had in my adult life with my father until yesterday when my little brother called me and my father received Christ yesterday. I called my dad, who is tough as nails. I never knew him to be wrong, at least in his own opinion. Didn't need anybody's help, and I talked to him, and he was a 71-year-old kid who said, "It's good news for me now." And he said, "I'm going to need help. Can I call you if I have questions?" Well, the answer is yes. My father is a follower of Jesus, and What is most striking to me is it's my little brother, whom I adore, that the Lord saved out of addictions and a messed up life, who had the privilege of sitting with my dad for 3 or 4 hours yesterday, and my dad's initiative coming to him saying, "I got to talk, and I need to talk now." It's my little brother who didn't go to college. He barely made it through high school. There's no theological training. He and I are quite different. He doesn't own a tie. If he had one, he wouldn't wear it. He buys shirts and cuts the sleeves off because he doesn't like sleeves and goes to church that way. In fact, he and I served in the same church for a while, and they named him the Anti-Chuck. I'm the one with the PhD in evangelism. I'm the dean of the Billy Graham School. But the one that God used to get it done is the nobody who just believes that what really matters is doing the Great Commission. And my little brother's rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. This morning I got an email from one of our missionaries as I think about how God just takes this and uses this already. I mentored him while he was here. I was with him in Richmond before he went to the field, and he put my parents at the top of his prayer list, and on that prayer list he's got all the people he's praying for in his people group. And he wrote to me this morning saying, "I sit here in tears right now. Glory to God in the highest." And he said, "To be honest, your dad is the first one on my prayer list that's come to know the Lord." And he's in a tough, tough level 3 security area. And then he ended by saying, "When the time is right, tell your dad he has stirred the heart of a missionary in this place to be as bold as I've ever been in both prayer and in sharing." And so, very quickly, God's taken my father and using him to encourage others around the world. And God be praised. God be praised. Thank you for your prayers.